And in other health news, Senator Aaron Bean, a Republican from Jacksonville, has unveiled a plan staring 500,000 low-income Floridians who don't qualify for traditional Medicaid services into private health plans. Bean's proposal would require health savings accounts with a $20 a month contribution. Those recipients would be able to participate in health insurance plans offering wraparound services like pharmacy benefits. The savings accounts would cover things like copays, and the plans would be administered through Florida Health Choices, a state-based insurance marketplace for small businesses that isn't yet operational. Florida Health Choices is run by Rose Knapp, who explains the kind of plans that could become available.
We have been approached by providers to prepaid health clinics where they could offer primary and specialty care packages with pretty minor copays for as low as $69 per month. Three discount medical plans have also approached us and have suggested a wide variety of options. For instance, just physician and hospital discount benefits for $9.95 a month, or a discount plan that includes images, labs, diabetes supplies, and a nurse line for $14.95 per month.
Lawmakers rejected an expansion of the Medicaid program under the federal health law. The expansion would have covered people up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That's $15,000 for an individual and $26,000 for a family of three. But Bean says many of those people could qualify for subsidized health plans and federal insurance exchanges, and he wants to focus on those under 100% of the federal poverty level, such as those in the state's medically needy program. Ahead of a Tuesday hearing on Bean's proposal, consumer advocates like Karen Woodall say the plan covers too few people and it doesn't go far enough.
Between 100 and 138% of poverty is still very low income. So I think that's the number one problem with that kind of proposal, is that we are leaving a lot of money, which means a lot of jobs, which means a lot of coverage for Floridians on the table.
Meanwhile, a competing proposal by Senator Joe Negron is already making its way through the legislature. Negron's plan would cover roughly the same number of people who would have otherwise qualified for the federal Medicaid expansion. Negron's bill also lets more people into the state's KidCare program. The proposal would rely on $51 billion in federal Medicaid money over the next 10 years to support those additional people.